news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Well, thank you, Rob Center. Super intro music. I'll tell you, it makes you feel good. We are going to enjoy a mild spring day, 51, but normal high temperature this time of year is 55. So it's not going to be warmer than normal yet. In the studio with us now, Dave Ritchie is here. Folks who live in the Shikellamy School District will say, hey, that's my math teacher. All right?
Yep.
Okay, and some of the girls out there will say, hey, that was my coach, right? Shikellamy basketball for how long?
25 years, assistant girls coach for three different head coaches. So yeah, it was a great time, really good time.
Well, super, and you inspired a lot of girls to be athletic, and you saw some scholarship girls go through the program too. So
yeah, it's hard to get it's very difficult. People don't realize how hard it is to get some help in college when you're especially girls basketball in the Susquehanna Valley. But a couple of them, you know, I wouldn't say full scholarships, but they got some assistance and help to play sports in college.
Well, and I went to one of the basketball games this year at the Lockoff Fieldhouse, and I was so glad to look around and see the 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8-year-old girls that were there, because that's where it starts, right?
Yeah, the program, the fourth grade program, the Ivy League program, and of course the middle school programs. That's where you have to get the basics done and get the girls interested. And it's Shikellamy has a good program. They do. Coach Lou Delgrati's been there probably for 15 years now, so keeping a constant flow of new girls on his team.
Well, and I think, yes, you know, we talk a lot about football around here, but I tell you what, this time of year, and a month ago, it was all basketball. It was so glad to see that happen.
That's what's so exciting about our Northumberland County All-Star game this year, the fact that we have Mifflinburg girls who did something, the Giant Killers, by beating Lancaster Catholic this year in the state quarterfinals. And that's just unheard of, especially for boundary schools to take on, I would call the mighty Giants, Lancaster Catholic. And I forget what the winning streak was. They had 62 games winning streak in Mifflinburg. Kelly Griffiths' girls did it. And we also have the Danville Ironmen, who got to the state quarterfinals this year. And of course, they had to play Ineptep Prep, and that's like playing a junior college. And who can forget about Lords Regional this year? Both teams. John Sandry's boys got to the state semifinals, and Mike Klimbera's girls got to the state semifinals, one game away from playing for the finals. And we'll have a lot of those kids that were on those teams in our gym tomorrow night in the Shikellamy High School gym tomorrow night.
Well, explain what the Northumberland County All-Star Basketball game is and how it works.
Well, I'm one of the members of the Northumberland County Recreation Board, and we as a board give a scholarship every year to two students, a boy and a girl, in each one of the high schools in Northumberland County. And in order to raise some money, we have some fundraisers, and the basketball game that we have is one of those. It is the Northumberland County Schools, the Northumberland County Senior All-Stars, versus the surrounding county Senior All-Stars. We have a girls' game at 6:30 and a boys' game that follows usually around 8 o'clock. And I think it's a great opportunity. Some of these seniors will never play organized basketball again. And even though they're All-Stars in their own schools and in their leagues, a lot of them, this is probably one of the last games that they'll play. And we give them an opportunity to play before their fans. And you know, I'm sorry, I think basketball's one of the greatest sports there is, and it gives us an opportunity in the Valley to see these kids play one more time. I'm looking forward to seeing Thomas Schultz and Ty Klimbera from Lourdes. Those guys have been playing a long time, and Donovan James, who is the all-time leading scorer at Mount Carmel, will be there, and Colin Jones from Central Mountains coming in this year to play, and he's another one of the Heartland Conference All-Stars. If you go on the girls' side, you got to look at Lourdes, the girls especially, with Sierra Coleman, Lily Beckel, and Frances Saponis. They've been playing basketball since they were 11 years old together, and they were a main reason to get into the state semifinals for Coach Klimbera. Riley and Reagan Griffiths, the twins, all right? Coach Kelly's twins are playing along with Libby Whitaker and Haley Yoder.
Are they seniors?
Yes, these are all seniors. All, every one of them will be seniors that are going to play. And Southern Area under Billy Callahan had a great year, and we're going to have their four seniors there: Jill Marks, Morgan Cole, Sarah Rodriguez, and Sammy Palaz. So I could sit here and mention all of them, but unfortunately, got started on a late note this year. Just circumstances happened that we didn't get started till late, so we're a week later, and we're into track, lacrosse, and softball and baseball season. So some of the players who normally would be there have commitments, it's just one of those things that happens. So I think it's any coach, you play with what you have, and we're going to have some good players there tonight, or tomorrow night, excuse me, at Shikellamy.
Well, I think I don't want you to miss the fact that this is going to be a blast. Great athleticism, but fun.
Well, it's like any game that's an all-star game. They play to win, but they also play to enjoy each other. You have kids that played against each other their whole lives, and now they get a chance to be teammates, and that helps out. And we've got Mike Clumbera, the Lord's coach, is going to coach the Northumberland County girls. And on the opposite side, unfortunately, Kelly Griffiths is away, but her assistant, Chris Shuck, is going to take the surrounding county all-star girls. And on the boys' side, we got John Sandry, the coach of Lord's, who led them to this great season. He'll have the Northumberland County girls, and one of the best programs and one of the best coaches. Not that all these guys aren't good coaches, but Lenny Smith from Danville, who just reloads every year with teams that are so good, he'll be coaching the surrounding county all-stars.
Can't we form a regional Protestant school and glue all these kids together again?
Well, it's the one thing that happens is there's a lot of schools that are charter schools out there, and they're working on in Harrisburg and the PIAA to try to level the playing field. You know, hey, I also like to put a promo out there. Ted Anderlevich, longtime Shikellamy educator, and also a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Has sang the national anthem at Shikellamy boys basketball games as long as I can remember, and he's retiring after this year.
What?
He will be there, all right, to do the national anthem for the girls and the boys. And Ted also has run the football clock along with the basketball clock. I can't remember. He's got 50, 60 years involved in this, and I guess this might be a swan song at the field house, but if you haven't heard Ted sing the national anthem, then you're missing out.
And, well, you get chills just listening.
Yeah,
to
he's it's great. And listen, Ted's been around so long that I was in fifth grade when I first met him. He was the principal at Edison High School, coach of the rival Edison flag football team, and of course I was out at Oak Lynn. And Ted's been a big part of my life.
Well, he's just was a super educator and super leader and administrator.
Yes.
And just a wonderful guy to know. So, all right, well, congrats on him on a great year. He's been singing the national anthem since I was in elementary school. So
exactly.
That goes back into the 30s or something. So.
You know, I have to thank Shikellamy School District for opening up their their field house, the Phil Lockoff Field House. And also, Tim Four has been instrumental, the athletic director, in helping out. And, of course, you always got to talk about the principal, Mike Egan, who's there, and all the administration involved. But also, those guys behind the scenes, the guys that set this up, the custodians, and they tear it down, I just appreciate them taking their time from their regular job tonight in order to take care of that. And Dougie Bennick's in charge of the maintenance and custodial staff there, and thank him. And Brandy Weiser, who is in charge of getting things for the building, she's helped out so we can have this facility. And also all the volunteers that from Shikellamy that run the clock, and they keep the book. And, of course, who can forget the public address announcer, James Bell, who will also be doing the boys' game tonight.
And he's not retiring.
Jim has been in Shikellamy over 50 years, and he is not retiring.
Well, he was an adult teacher when I was in high school,
and I had him.
77. You had him.
He was my English teacher in 1971-72. And then I had the fortune or misfortune, I guess, of being one of his co-workers for 30-some years, too.
All right, and your retirement age now, so that gives you some indication what we're...
I'll be 65. That's right.
Sign up for Social Security. Why don't you do that?
We'll do.
All right, so we're talking to Dave Ritchie. He's one of the organizers of the Northumberland County All-Star Basketball Game, but he is the most gracious man in history. But we really got to call attention to his hard work throughout all of this. Of course, I mentioned 3 decades of teaching math in Shikellamy. I never had you for math, so I missed that opportunity, but I always took simpler courses than the kind you taught.
I remember you, Mark. I do.
Thank you. Yeah, I was trouble then, too. But also 25 years of assistant coaching on the girls' basketball side, and also our PA announcer, play-by-play.
Color commentator.
Yeah, there we go.
Kevin Herr and I have been together since 1997.
Say something good about Kevin, will you?
I'll tell you, he is, I always enjoy working with Kevin. I think we've become probably best friends over the years. I know he takes a lot of heat here, and I know Steve Jones and everybody likes to get on his case, but
he brings it on himself.
Well, I understand that, but as far as we not only broadcast the game, but we have a good time doing it, and it's almost like a marriage, all right, where we basically know when to lead in and when to lead out with what we're talking about. And he's exciting to listen to. All right, and he's got some good calls.
And who handles the money in this marriage? Does he buy lunch once in a while?
Jeez. You know what? When we walk into Burger King or McDonald's, he always says, "My dad will pay," and he points to me. So there we go.
That's bad. All right. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for all you're doing. And we really appreciate you coming here and thanking all those other folks that are involved, too.
Yeah, I'd really like to invite everybody out tonight. It is a fundraiser. Tomorrow night at Shikellamy Girls Game at 6:30, boys game to follow at 8 o'clock. It's $5 for adults and $2 for students. And also we have 6 officials that have volunteered their time. You know, it's so hard. I hope I don't offend anybody by not mentioning it takes a lot of people to get this going, a lot of people on our committee. And Jordan Rickert, who is the girls' coach at Shamokin, a guidance counselor at Shikellamy Middle School, has helped me out immensely this year, getting students and getting things together. So it's but there's so many other people on the committee, and I just appreciate all the Tom Abers, our leader from Milton. He's our leader. So,
all right, fantastic. And again, you're just touching the tip of the iceberg, and there's a lot of people pulling for regional athletics and academics and these coaches and players as well. Dave, thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us, Mark. You have a great day.
Dave Ritchie's coordinator of the Northumberland County All-Star Basketball Game tomorrow night, 6:30 is the first tip-off, but you can listen on the radio on WKOK and WKOK.com, 6:15 p.m.